746, 14 till 8. Weather should be perfect for Swifties roaming all over New Orleans. A big deal. This is a worldwide event, really. I don't think people realize this. And I was listening to, well, first of all, it's Tommy Tucker, WWL. I don't know if I said that or not. But, you know, Newell was talking about, it's not to be negative about it, but when you think about this Taylor Swift phenomenon, that it was the target of a terrorist attack, and we'll talk about the security aspects with Ronald Surpass after. The only reason I say that is that this is more than just a concert. This is a big, giant deal, and with that as the context, Renee Pastorek joins us now, Chief Economic Development Officer for the Downtown Development District. Good morning, Renee. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about this Taylor Swift series of concerts. Selling out the Dome 3 days in a row, that's an accomplishment.
That is huge, you know, and like you said, one thing that people who aren't familiar or fans of Taylor Swift really should understand, this is an international phenomenon. We're going to have people coming from around the country and potentially around the world to come for 3 days of sold-out concerts. Most concerts, when they come to New Orleans, you know, they might be trying to hit the larger regional market up to Baton Rouge, to Biloxi. This is really pulling people from around the entire globe.
Tell me about the Swift lift to the economy, because we're going to talk to Mike Haas in a little bit over at the Superdome about what's going on at Champion Square and people lining up to buy merchandise already. What kind of lift is this going to be for the city economy, for the downtown area, et cetera?
So this is going to be incredible for downtown and really the entire city. So you mentioned three sold-out concerts. That's 50,000 people per night, 150,000 attendees, many of them coming from outside the city. The U.S. Travel Association estimates that Swifties are spending about $1,300 in the local economy when they come to the Eras Tour. So that's about $195 million generated into the local economy. Something else to think about, too, you know, you have restaurants, organizations, venues around the city hosting Taylor Swift events, specials. And what that's really going to bring, in addition to those people coming to the concert, is people without tickets, myself included, my family. You know, we have brunch reservations on Saturday just to come downtown, spend money, and see the hoopla, you know, all around the city. And you're going to have plenty of people doing that who just want to be near the event.
Let's talk about some of the, first of all, things don't just happen, right? And if you got kids, allow me a little bit of latitude here, Renee. If you got kids, you realize when it comes to volunteering at schools, et cetera, things like setting up chairs, and I'm not trying to be stupid here, but things don't just happen. There takes a lot of people working behind the scenes. It takes a lot of preparations. And unless you're ever involved in something like that or involved in the preparations, you don't get that and you don't realize that. With that being in mind, talk about some of the preparations that the city has made for the Swifties, for the concerts, including things like ride sharing, right?
Yeah, so especially because we're planning to host the Super Bowl in just a couple of months, the Taylor Swift concert has really acted as a kind of preliminary deadline to getting a lot of things in order. Certainly, you've seen, if you've been downtown, Poydras Street, it's fully reconstructed. The striping is set to be done relatively soon. There's no planned traffic closures in advance of the concert. All streets will remain open. There are some potential closures that may happen, you know, as crowds thicken. But NOPD, all the public safety officers are all hands on deck. We're bringing in, you know, help from the state and federal resources as well. So public safety, certainly. We're no stranger to hosting events. That's one of our greatest assets. With respect to transportation, rideshare, you know, one thing that is being tested in advance of the Super Bowl for the Taylor Swift concert is rideshare pickup at Duncan Plaza along Gravier Street and Perdido. So this is going to be a new pickup point that will really streamline rideshare services in partnership with those rideshare entities. And again, serve as a testing ground for the Super Bowl, which would go through the same thing. I do want to mention at Duncan Plaza, the city's also hosting a free festival with all sorts of food and music running throughout the length of the weekend. So people waiting for their rideshare or just people who want to be downtown, there'll be plenty to do in that area.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Renee Pastorek about the phenomenon that is the Taylor Swift series of concerts. Is there a name for it? Swift Mania? What are we calling it, Renee? Come up with a name. Swift Lift. Yeah, we'll come up with a name. We'll call it the Swift a Weekend or something like that. 751 traffic now, WWL. 756 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Renee Pastorek, Chief Economic Development Officer for the Downtown Development District. I'm sure I did not come up with this. I'm sure I heard it somewhere. But let's go with Swifty Graw. What do you think, Renee?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
But again, I'm sure I didn't come up with that, just so nobody accuses me of stealing anything. Let's talk about the ride sharing. And somebody texted in about pedicabs and the logistics of all of these people trying to leave the dome or get a ride share. I guess one thing that is in New Orleans' favor is, and it also helps for the Super Bowl, is the proximities of hotel to the concert venue, right?
That's right. You know, I think if you can walk from your hotel, I would definitely do it. There's going to be a lot of traffic, a lot of people who may be going to, you know, outside locations using rideshare. But that really is one of the best things. You know, I actually traveled to Europe over the summer for the Taylor Swift concert with my family.
Did you?
And I'll tell you that there is, even in another city, like there is no city that does events like we do in New Orleans. When you see New Orleans and company and their, you know, mantra that we're built to host, we really are. And I think that I've seen that. And what I'm excited about this concert is that, you know, you see these restaurants all around the city. You see people who are going to be walking straight into the dome for the concert. It's really going to brighten downtown for a 3-day period. Everybody's going to just be in a great mood. And it's just really exciting for the city.
Years ago, I can remember going to Pat O'Brien's when we were hosting one Super Bowl or whatever it was. And I didn't buy a drink because the fans from both cities were buying drinks for people. And the only reason I bring that up is that when it comes to Swifties and the fans, are they free? I presume you guys have some analysis of the people that come in for the shows and everything. They spend a lot of money, don't they?
They do. You know, and the age demographics that Swifties will be is every, you know, she's been around for 20 years. This is everybody from millennials down to parents and kids down to 6 years old who are coming in for this concert. So, you know, you're going to have people who are willing to put down money at restaurants, at retail. Something else to bring up, too, is that, you know, our hotels are 100% occupied for this event.
Wow.
It's three nights of shows. So people coming in from out of town, they're coming in for one night, maybe another night if they've bought extra tickets, but they're going to be exploring the city those other times. Like I mentioned, you know, when I traveled for the Taylor Swift concert, I went there for the concert but turned it into an entire vacation. So you're going to have people for three nights of shows doing that around the city.
And this phenomenon, they like to hang out with each other, right? I don't mean that pejorative by saying they, but it's like even if you're not going to the concert, Swifties like to hang out with Swifties, which makes it kind of like a Super Bowl with fans, even if they're not going to the game, just one big party. Am I accurate with that, Renee?
That is 100% accurate, and you'll find that at many of the events. You know, I know there's a Taylor Gate event at the Benson Tower just outside the Superdome. A lot of the restaurants are going to have friendship bracelet-making events. That's something that they do at the concert. They share bracelets. There's photo ops. I think at Canal Place, you can take a selfie. They updated their little living wall with a Taylor Swift quote.
Thank you, Renee.